man of his prejudice. But my friend didn't want to. People must have known, because we were living together and everywhere we went together. She would go out with her friends occasionally, and I think her friends resented me quite a lot.
So you were living in Sydney then?
Yes.
But you were active in the women's movement together?
No. Separately. It wasn't until... Well, I joined well before I retired, but I didn't really start taking an active part in women's organisations until I retired. Really, because I didn't have time. And you're working full time in a job. And I worked till I was 65, but after that I got involved with Well and with the Older Women's Network at the same time in 1994. And been with them ever since, and still belong to both. And I've always supported women's organisations, of course. And women who are heterosexual or homosexual, doesn't matter. Support them, naturally. But I do want all women to believe in themselves and never to go through that feeling that you're nothing, which is what happened to me when I was in my 20s, which should have been, you know.
So your family never knew that you were...
Well, as far as I know. My mother said to me one day, "You have a lot of girlfriends, don't you?" So I think she knew. Whether my dad did or not, I don't know. I doubt that he did.
Any brothers?
The one just slightly younger than me that came down from Vila, yes, he knew. But he accepted me for what I was. Any other questions?
So you didn't have any other lesbian friends?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not until I met this lot. My book group.
Excuse me. Well...
And Will.
Bridget and Carly are going to be a bit upset.
Yes. Women's electoral lobby, yes.
Yes, full of dykes, that organisation.
Hello,
so cool.
Well, shall we thank Kate?
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.